Hello.
Hi, Dion. It's Emmanuel. We spoke about a little an hour or so ago for the intake,
Yes.
and I was set to give you a
Right.
call back. Is now a better time?
Yes, it's a much better time.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Well, again, we're on a recorded line here, and then we were just going over the intake. I'm gonna go over the sections we already went, just so it's all in one place for compliance purposes. So you would like to participate in the settlement. You haven't already started a claim with any other firm, and you'd be able to attest that you haven't signed anything. You're filing on behalf of yourself. You're a U.S. resident. You've been diagnosed with meningioma of the brain, and you took the brand name Depo-Provera, not the generic,
Right.
for at least a year and 4 shots before you were diagnosed. Does that all sound correct
Yes.
so far?
Yes, it sounds good.
Okay. All right, let me click this here. And then what date were you diagnosed roughly, would you say? I'm so sorry, you're a little choppy on my end. Can you hear me okay? You're
Oh,
cutting
I'm
in and out. Yeah.
an idea. Let me do better now. Can you hear me better?
You're kind of cutting in and out still. So if I ask you to repeat yourself, I promise it's not because I'm not paying attention. I'm just trying to
Okay.
get confirmation.
And if I can't, say or remember stuff, you got to be understanding there.
Sure. And you are clearer
Happened
now.
since.
Perfect. You're clearer now.
Okay.
But roughly, what date were you diagnosed?
Okay. I was diagnosed in, it? Damn it. June in 93.
Okay, I heard June of 1993 is when you were diagnosed.
Believe
Or 23?
June of 93.
Okay, of 93.
I started. I started.
Oh, you started taking the depo in June of 93?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
And I
And
stopped it in 94.
in December of 94.
Yes.
Okay. And when were you diagnosed at the hospital? What are your
Diagnosed at the hospital was, God. You know what? I haven't found any of my papers.
Okay. Should I call back maybe
I got them.
should I try calling back again a little later then?
Would you? And then there's somebody I can ask. They might have a better recollection of my visit to the hospital.
Sure. I mean, do you remember the name of the hospital that you would have gone to?
It was Mercy General.
In what city? I'm sorry? In Sacramento?
Sacramento, yes.
Okay.
On J Street.
I see it here. Yeah, perfect. Let me at least put that in there.
Okay.
And that's where you were treated as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then when they diagnosed you, do you remember if it was an MRI or a CT scan? Do you remember?
It was both. It was
Both?
both.
Okay,
Yes.
perfect. Thank you for confirming that.
Okay.
And let me go here. Will you confirm your gender for the recording?
Now.
female. Okay, thank you. And then let me make sure that I have your name spelled correctly. That's D-I-A-N-N-E, and then R-I-V-E-R-A.
Right.
Okay. And then I have your email as 916 DanRivera@gmail.com, and then your cell phone, obviously the one I'm calling, 279-220-8693.
Correct.
Okay. And then what would be your current mailing address?
5750 14th Avenue, Sacramento, California, 950.
Okay, perfect. And you didn't have any prior cancer diagnosis before the meningioma, correct?
No,
okay.
No.
And when you were taking the depo way back when, do you remember the name of the clinic that you were getting it done at?
Clinic. Let me think. What was that? No, I'm going to have to look for that too.
Okay. Yeah. If you could. So I'll call you back, and if you could just find the name of the doctor that diagnosed and treated you, or if it was the same doctor, that's fine. And then also the name of the doctor that prescribed the depo. Or at least the name of the facility that
I think it was Dr. Cameron with a K. I remember it wasn't a C. And his last name was Sahar. God, pronounce it for him.
Oh, Saharakar?
Yeah, like that.
Saharakar? Yeah, okay.
The rock around the clock.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So let me put that and so that was your neurosurgeon. That was the one that treated
yes.
you. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Which doctor are you looking for?
I was looking for the one that prescribed you the depo. But perfect. So we already have the doctor that diagnosed and treated you. That's good.
Right.
So do you remember where you were going to get the depo back in the 90s? Was it a local clinic or was it also at Mercy General?
The hospital. It was at the hospital.
Okay. Perfect. But you just don't remember that doctor's name. And so I'll just put that you don't recall at this
okay.
moment.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one. I don't recall. I don't recall a lot of things.
That one's, yeah. Happens to the best of us, you know, the older we get.
Yes. That hearing, I'm always saying, now.
For me, it's my back. For me, it's definitely my back.
Well, they got me better. They took a bone out of my back.
Oh, really? I have 6 herniated discs
yeah.
in my neck and lower back are always
pain, Lord.
And
oh,
then real quick,
gosh.
Either yourself or the doctor or the facility will have medical records they can send electronically. Is that
right.
correct? Okay, perfect.
Right.
Now, we're just about done here. This next section asks for an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that they can continue the case for your loved ones. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
Sure, I will. I'll put Brother William Blackman.
Williams Blackman.
William Blackman.
B-L-A-C-K-M-A-N?
M-O-N.
M-O-N, okay. William
Blackman.
Okay. And that is your sibling. And does he also live in Sacramento?
Yes, he lives with me.
Oh, okay. Let me put this here, and
yeah, we lost a lot of our family. It's the only things left.
Right, and do you know his phone number?
Yes, 16 048592.
Okay. I heard 916-604-8592.
No, 504.
Okay. Hold. Give me 1 second.
Feels so stupid sometimes now.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And then.
Pardon me?
So you broke up a couple times. I just need the phone number. You said 506.
916-504-8592.
Okay. 916-504-8592.
You got it.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry for all that trouble.
You're welcome.
Now, here comes the hardest part. It's going to be an e-signature that I'm going to send you a text message and an email. You can open it up either way. The last portion is just going to be for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
12-12-1952.
No way.
Well, I just got it.
Happy belated.
Yeah, I just had a birthday.
That's 72 now?
Yes, it is. I don't want to say that, but it is. You know what was funny is I just got one of those e-pens so I could sign things.
Oh, cool. That's helpful. That makes things a little bit easier.
Yeah. If I could only find it. It was right here.
Real quick, just for the HIPAA compliance section, so I have your date of birth, 12-12-52, and then the social?
546-90-0344.
Okay. And then the last question here is just if you know anybody else that would have ended up taking the depo and getting sick as well or not really?
I don't.
No,
I don't think I know anybody else
that has
this problem.
I am sending you the DocuSign now. Like I said, it's going to come to your email and to your text message. So open up whichever is more convenient for you.
I find my pen.
Sure.
Just take your second time. Oh, I see it. It's over here. It's on this living room. Gmail?
Yep, to your Gmail and to
Thought you left me. Just a minute. I'm going to put it back on speaker. Just a second. There it is. Right to Gmail. Go to Gmail. Come on. There it is. That and do this. There it is. I'm at Lofa. Here it is. Provera use, and they asked me to quit using it. Okay, what else?
Yeah. Well, so do you see the DocuSign?
Let me look. Okay, treatment, let me see, Kirby. And, no, I don't see it yet, just a sec. Still looking for it. Okay. Oh, geez, where is it? I'm getting it.
Take your time.
Okay. It says, which one of these are it? It says December 8th, December 18th.
Yeah.
December 18th. You didn't write it last night, did you?
No, so you should have a text message and an email from just a few moments ago from December 19th.
Okay, we are still looking for 19th. Oh, I see we're going the wrong way. Okay. December 19th is still further up. 18th. Come on. This is Mark. Come on. This is undescribed from Fenn something. Come on, I gotta have it here. Where's the 19th?
Could you maybe try your cell phone?
My what?
Your cell phone?
Oh, I'm on my cell phone.
Oh, okay. There should be a text message. Do you see a text
sign
message?
With DocuSign. This has sign with DocuSign.
Mm-hmm.
Emmanuel?
Yep, that's me.
That's not. Oh, your name's Emmanuel?
Yep.
Oh, I thought
it was
something like, okay, yeah. All right. Here I go. I'm going to hit it. Okay. Come on. Hit it. And now it says sign with DocuSign, retainer.
Right.
Okay, Diane Rivera. Okay, now I do what? Oh, here it is. Review DocuSign.
Yep, it should let you hit a continue button. Try hitting that.
Okay, let me find continue. Let me see. It says to review and to sign. Okay, review document. Should I... Please sign. Should I hit that?
Yep.
Okay, hang on. Please sign. Wrong one. Wrong one now. Go back. Go back just one second. Okay, this one. Please sign. There, I got it. This time. Select all or copy? Hit sign, period. Okay.
Yeah.
Hit sign?
Okay. Yes, let's hit the sign button.
Okay. There
or am
it
I...
is.
Okay.
And it says, nothing else. Select all or copy?
No, it should just let you start. So when you... Were you able to check off a little box that says you agree to electronic disclosures and signatures and then hit continue
no,
after that?
I didn't see that. Where would that be? It says, do not share this email.
Correct.
I'm looking for the little box. Is it before that?
It might. What else do you see on your screen?
Review documents.
Okay. Hit review.
Okay. Let's do that. Oh, it's coming up. It's slow, like I said. This is slow. Here it comes. Okay. It says SMS messages.
May apply.
Tort.
Yep.
Hit
yes or continue.
Okay. Yes, you got it. Okay. DocuSign. Now, that's where I sign, I guess.
Oh, do you see a start button? Or what do you see?
Well, I see
a continue button.
Allow act. Oh, wait a minute. DocuSign, and this says security check.
Okay, good.
Continue to review.
Correct. Continue.
Okay. Or decline.
No, continue.
Says, okay. Where was I? Continue. Okay. Got it. Continue.
And now does it give you a start button or no?
Not yet. It says allowed. Oh, continue. I can go to continue.
Okay, let's tap continue. And
okay.
What does it show after that?
Okay, hit continue. And now it shows please review act on these documents.
Okay. And does it let you hit a start button?
It just says, please sign.
Okay. So actually, you might be able to scroll down, and then you should see a box to check off, and then hit continue again.
Oh, yeah, right here. I agree to use electronic. Okay. Hit that.
And then hit continue, and now it should let you see a yellow start button.
Okay, wait a second. Let me get this. I got the thing, and there's continue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, come on, wait for it to start. I got start.
Good.
Okay, well, hit the start.
Yep, hit the start button. And
okay.
Then, and now you should see stuff highlighted in yellow, and you'll just tap that. And then a white box will pop up, and then you'll be able to use your nice new fancy pen to draw your name.
Okay. Let me see. There's a yellow one. I hit that.
Uh-huh.
And then it says sign, Diane Rivera.
Yep.
Okay, I'll sign right there.
Correct.
All right. I should already have my name signed, in, you know, on these, and I just have to hit one. I should, but here I go.
Yeah, you'll sign it, adopt that signature, and then it should just let you tap until you can hit a yellow finish button.
Well, okay, here I go. N-E. That's bad. Can't even fit Rivera. Can't fit Rivera in. Was this dated? Oh, wait a second. Let me try this. Come on. Copy sign right there. No. Did it do it? DR, initials. Uh-oh, what did I do?
Yeah, you'll write your initials and adopt that next if it's asking for the initials.
It already has it.
Okay, good. Then you'll just kind of tap anywhere that's highlighted in yellow.
Okay. Highlighted in yellow.
Yeah,
okay.
until the last thing you can tap is a yellow finish button.
Okay. What's this? Adopt and
sign. Yep, okay, good.
Where do I sign it? Oh, open the big square box?
Yep, mm-hmm.
Draw my signature. Okay, here I go. D-I-A-N-N-E-R-I-V-E-R-A. Rivera, can you see it?
I can't see anything until you submit the
document. Okay, wait a second now. Okay, full name, select style, I put draw. Should I put draw or upload?
You can actually select style and adopt that style, and then it'll just type it up for you.
Okay, I'll just put draw.
Okay.
Select style. Okay, draw. Okay, and draw your signature again. Okay, wait a second. Draw. Okay, here it goes. Okay. Adopt and sign. hit adopt and sign.
Yep.
Now is it?
If you, after you tap the adopt and sign button, anywhere that there's a downward facing yellow arrow, you'll just keep tapping. It'll place the signature how you drew it the first time. You won't have to redraw it. And then you'll keep tapping until the last thing you can tap is a yellow finish button. If it goes through,
okay,
that means we didn't miss anything. If it doesn't, then
we missed something because I see red.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, it might be red then. Just keep tapping whatever is highlighted.
Okay. It says, please draw a signature and or initials. Then it has a clear button if I want to clear it.
No, you if you already signed it, hit the adopt and
okay.
sign button.
Okay. I did. Adopt
okay.
and sign. I already hit that.
Okay.
Okay, now scroll up. Whoops, nope. Adopt and sign. That's what I hit. Okay, now tell me what. Error. Here it is. Error. Minimum signature length has not been met. Please try again.
Huh.
The minimum signature has not been met, so I have to do it again.
Okay. Rather than signing it again, click select style and then click one of the styles there.
Okay. Please sign again. Just a minute. Here we go. Pop on this one. Okay. Select style. Draw, upload, preview. So I see that one. Diane Rivera.
Yep. Select that one. Any one of them will do.
Okay. Okay, I'll take that one. Preview, change style, no. Select style, I got it. Okay.
And then there should say assign or adopt and sign.
Should I hit upload? Should
no.
I hit upload?
No,
no,
not the upload. After you select
adopt and sign.
Yep, that's correct.
Got it, got it. I got it. Now it's all signed.
Okay. And then
I
keep
think so.
And then keep
just
tapping.
Hit all the yellow ones, right?
Correct. Uh-huh, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. This one. Let me see. What's that say? God, I can't even see anymore. My eyesight's going. Okay, here I go. This one. This one. This one. This one. And this one,
mm-hmm.
and this one, what's that say? Sign something. Okay, that is already signed. Okay.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, up here, next or something. Finish.
Perfect. Let's try the finish button, and if it goes through, that means we didn't miss anything, and if it does, then we might have missed something.
Okay, wait a second. It says, are you finished signing? Yes. I think. See any mistakes? Wait a minute. There's no more yellow, so finish.
Okay.
There. Now, we'll see what happens.
Okay, we did a correct thumbs up on that. So you're all mm-hmm. set for now. In about a week or so, maybe a little bit longer just because of the holidays coming up here. But the firm will call you directly to introduce themselves, double check the work that I sent over, make sure there's no spelling errors. So their call, even though it's going to be shorter than ours, it'll be a more important call just because they need to reconfirm everything before they accept
okay.
it into their system. But other than that, you're all set for now. And then I hope you and your brother have a very restful Christmas coming up, okay?
Oh, you too. And thank you for being so patient. I can hear you grinding your teeth.
No. I try to drink a gallon of water a day, and I just have to go to the restroom very quickly is all.
No problem. I have the same problem, more or less.
Thank you.
That's fine.
Bye.
Okay, dear. You have a wonderful evening, too.
Bye-bye.